Binance Gold Futures cross 100 BIR in cumulative volume. Binance's gold futures contract has crossed $100 billion in cumulative trading volume only months after launching, according to crypto quant analyst Dark Faust, whose figures were shared by Cointelegraph on April 29, 2026. For a non-crypto futures product running on a crypto-native venue, the pace is unusual and worth taking seriously. Bitcoin traded at $76,898, saw 1.0% on the day, and Ether at $2,307, 1.5% at the time of writing, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index at 42, a neutral reading. The macro setup is not the story here. The story is that a venue best known for BTC and ETH perpetuals quietly built a commodities book deep enough to compete for retail and prop flow that historically lived inside CME, ICE, and Shanghai Gold Exchange ecosystems. Why a 100 BI figure matters this fast cumulative volume is a coarse metric. It compounds over time and does not say much about open interest, depth at the book, or how concentrated the flow is. But the slope is what catches attention. Clearing 9 zeros in months, not years, places Binance Gold Futures alongside meaningful commodity microproducts and raw turnover. CME's gold suite still dwarfs the number on a daily basis, but Binance is operating without the traditional on-ramp of broker-dealer relationships and is taking flow that previously had to walk through a TradFi prime channel. Two reads are possible. The first is that crypto-native traders are using the contract as a cheap way to hedge BTC drawdowns or to express a macro view without leaving a familiar venue. The second is that retail traders outside the U.S. are finding it easier to short or long gold here than through their domestic brokers, particularly in jurisdictions where commodity futures access for retail is restricted or expensive. What the contract actually offers, Binance Gold Futures, is a USDT margin perpetual referencing spot gold. That puts it in the same operational category as the exchange's BTC and ETH perpetuals. 24/7 trading, funding rates, no expiry. The familiar perpetual mechanics are the wedge here. CME Gold Futures roll, settle in physical or cash, and run on exchange hours. A perpetual contract with funding is what crypto traders already know how to model, and that lowers the friction of pulling them into commodities exposure. The contract sits inside the same risk engine and unified margin framework that Binance applies to its crypto book. Cross-collateral users can post stablecoins or other approved assets and run gold alongside their existing positions, which is a meaningful workflow advantage over operating two separate brokerage accounts. The competitive reads CME and ICE are not going to lose their institutional gold franchises to a crypto exchange. Settlement, regulatory standing, and clearing relationships keep that flow where it is. The contested ground is the non-US retail and the prop shop tier that has historically been priced out of CME participation or has used CFD providers with wider spreads. If Binance can show that the 100B is not a one-off promotional surge driven by zero-fee periods, the next milestones to watch are average daily volume, open interest stability, and whether other major venues, particularly OKX and Bybit, ship competing gold perpetuals to defend market share. A duopoly in crypto-native commodity perpetuals would change how non-US retail prices precious metals exposure. For traders thinking about how this fits a broader spending or treasury setup, a crypto card lets you keep working capital on exchange and still spend at point of sale, which is the same logic that makes a unified margin account attractive for cross-asset hedging in the first place. What we still do not know, the crypto quant figure is cumulative, not daily. We do not yet have a public breakdown of how concentrated the flow is, what share comes from market makers versus directional traders, or how funding rates have behaved across the period. Until Binance or a third-party tracker publishes a longer-running data set, the 100B headline should be read as confirmation that the product is real, not as proof that crypto exchanges have permanently changed the gold market.